The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today, we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about part two of our segment on oil and clean energy. So last week, we spoke about the cancellation of most green energy projects all around the world and the sentiment of most consumers and energy experts demanding the renewal of oil and gas production. But for some reason, oil companies have not been increasing production. Why not?
One reason is that oil companies are still haunted by the last oil bust. They have learned to be cautious about investing in new production, and that could keep supply tighter for longer. We can see this through the one real world indicator, rig counts, and those are down 20% since last year. The big mistake in the last oil bust was greed. Oil prices were climbing in the 2010s, and every company that could drill for oil started to do so. That sent the number of operational rotary rigs through the roof. So these machines help get oil out of the ground. At the start of 2010, there were about 400 oil rotary rigs in operation, and by 2014, there were 1,609. That is a four-fold increase in 4 years, and it dwarfed the 229 average count from the end of 99 through 2009. The number of new rigs online climbed month after month, and oil supply rapidly went from "we're running out" to "we have too much." So the pendulum of supply and demand swung back to oversupply, so prices responded accordingly. They crashed. Oil tumbled from roughly $108 at its 2014 peak to a mere $26 by early 2016. So that is a 76% collapse in less than 2 years.
Well, I bet investors definitely felt that pain.
The crash wiped out a massive $1 trillion in shareholder value between 2014 and May 2016. That left a lasting mark on folks in the oil space. And that is important to understand today. You see, we are seeing a similar environment to the early 2010s. Oil prices are around $84 a barrel. That is up from $67 just 4 months ago. Yet folks are not rushing in to take advantage of the high prices. Companies are scared to spend big on new rigs. In fact, the U.S. rig count is falling. The total number of oil rigs online hit 627 late last year. Now we're down to 502. The picture worsens even more when you zoom out. There are 68.8% fewer rigs operating today than there were at the peak in 2014. Even with rising prices, we are just not seeing a bubble-like mentality in oil. Demand is staying stronger than people might have expected, and that demand will likely grow for years to come.
Meanwhile, fewer rigs means less oil coming out of the ground. That doesn't sound good.
And a combination of rising demand and falling supply could lead to one outcome: higher oil prices from here. The world's largest oil organization in the world, OPEC Plus, is also working to keep supply tight. Saudi Arabia and Russia are two of the largest members, and they plan to cut 1.3 million barrels per day of production through the end of 2023. We know demand is here to stay, and these supply cuts only make the case for higher oil prices even stronger. If oil keeps climbing, this trend may turn around, and companies will have no choice but to add more rigs. We are already seeing that sentiment from the World Petroleum Congress. Sentiment is improving, but it's nowhere near euphoria yet. Moreover, oil prices are back in a bull market and breaking out, and their climb could be just getting started.
So, if people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.